Deep Flatus, the special features from theflatusshow.com.
I'm at the stage door, the man. I want to get some autographs here of the singers, Flatus Show listeners. And trying to figure out what page to have them sign.
Hi.
So, I'm going to put this in my pocket. Let's hope it doesn't rustle too much.
Either way.
Yes, let me know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Bradley Garvin. So who already came out? The doctor?
James Courtney and the maestro.
Oh.
See
him? Was James Courtney? James.
Oh,
Wallace.
How's it going?
Mr. Miller.
Hi.
You're great in this tonight.
Oh, thank you.
What are you doing next season?
Next season I do Panchula, Carmen, and then Rigoletto.
Good. Panchula, one of the miners.
Ashby.
Good boy. You went with Sargo.
Yeah, you went with
Sargo. You're wonderful.
Thank you so much.
You really wanted it. I mean that.
Thank you.
Thank you. And all season.
Oh, thank you.
Take care.
I don't know. I just got the first edition.
Yeah. May I have your opera?
Yes.
Thank you. Yep, it was excellent.
Thank you very much.
That's my favorite opera.
Thank you.
Lovely.
I got the first edition and I'm listening to it now, and I know there's a release date coming out.
I'm sure. So glad they used you.
Yeah, you can take a picture of me around each.
Sure.
I'll be an early buyer.
Oh, good, okay. Yeah. I haven't really listened to it yet.
Well, Mr. Howe.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Be surprised to have you back. Gary, can I take a photograph with you?
Yeah.
It's all right. It's right here.
It's a regular camera. Did you have a good time?
You
look from here and you press this.
Okay.
One more. Oh, no, go ahead. Great memory. He had a whole lot of people like,
it's
Carl.
Very nice.
All the best to you.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Go ahead. Choose some of them. I'll all enjoy the drive. Such a wonderful
day. Well, good. How are you?
Thank you.
How are you?
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, I've got to get going here pretty quick here. I've got family here.
I am so this was the first time I had
So if he has time, come. He's had to show them.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations. Bye, Allison. Take good care. Thank you very much.
When
you
they have your
in 2 years.
For what
opera?
Thank you. Excuse me. Can I get in the door, please?
Thank you so much.
Wonderful
performance.
Thank you. So Moses and Aaron, believe it or not.
Oh, I love that opera, too.
2013?
I don't know.
20?
You never know.
Jimmy conducting?
Yes.
2013
so
or
2012?
I think it's 2014.
Oh.
Have you seen the production yet?
No, I hear it's good.
It's remarkable.
I'm hoping it's sooner too.
It's just such a wonderful
Oh, yeah. It's
did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it very much.
Did you get a picture of me yesterday?
Ah,
this is late.
Yes. For Danielle? Go ahead.
Excuse me?
Oh, sure.
Somebody's
a cop. I did wedding singing.
Thank you, sir. Take care. Bye, all of you. Thank you very much.
Sure. Have a good day. Yeah, have a good summer.
You too. Health and happiness. Oh, sure.
May I have your autograph?
Sorry, can I just squeeze by?
Thank you so much. It was a great performance.
Take care.
Have a good day.
Take care. Take care.
And go back to doing nothing. I never saw you at that. Never saw you at that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And Marla Peterson.
Yes. Oh,
oh yeah, I love her. She was great.
I've never seen her.
No. I heard the broadcast was like, is like one of the best Lulu's ever.
Yeah.
Right. She is.
But she's like a dancer.
Right. Yeah, she
totally.
Dances around. I saw it in '88 with Catherine Malfitano. And maybe it was a sexual, but this production is like very, you know,
this was,
very
I've
sexual.
I've been to all 8 revivals.
Yeah.
And this was the most erotic.
Okay, well then my memory is, I mean, it was sort of like implied, but this is like really, like, I never understood the...
This man really loved her.
Right, the manservant, who's like, you know, I'm only human too, and like, I realize he really loves her too. I was like, what the hell is he talking about?
Right.
Yeah, the schoolboy too. The count. Yeah, everybody loves
Everyone
her.
Everyone loves Lulu.
Yeah. Everybody loves Lulu. Right.
Teresa Estrada's son.
Oh, I hadn't seen it, but I heard. Yeah, right. I have the recording. That was the first.
And then the telecast from Paris.
Right. And, you know, I would love to see that. The Patricia Chereau, yeah.
Yes.
Isn't the final scene sitting in a bathroom?
Yeah. Not as wonderful a production as this.
Right.
And I think Pedro Sen is the best Lulu I've ever seen.
She's really terrific.
And her.
Right. I know, isn't it amazing?
They're so nice.
She has a Kathleen Bell voice, which is,
right.
Which is ideal for the part because it gives it
I hope she doesn't have a Kathleen Bell personality.
That took a while. That took a while to happen, too. She used to be a very nice girl.
Right.
And went crazy.
Yeah, right. What happens, you know?
Literally went crazy.
Right. That's a shame.
Oh, no.
She doesn't do any singing,
just
right?
Recital.
Just recital?
Yeah. But after 84, they all come out and hire her.
Really? 84, was it?
Yeah. 94.
I was going to say, I didn't know it was that. I didn't realize it was that early.
Right.
You know, I had, and I kick myself every time I do it, but I had a Vox recording of Lulu Sweet with Kathleen Battle. And I can't find it now, you know? It's like, hi.
That's from the other day.
Really?
That's from the
gala. Or the intermission. Intermission,
yeah. Flying Dutchman?
No, from this opera.
Was there a cast change the other
day? That was... No, it was...
Oh, sure, anytime. Yeah.
He's the only one I missed the other day. Sometimes when I come out, this boy just...
Right. He runs out.
There we go.
going to the opening of the ballet?
That's the one I'm going
to. It did. I tilted with the steps.
That's the only one I've seen.
Right. I have that on video. And I want to get the Met one, the one video too, you know, with the one that just was released. 1980. Is that McGinnis, the Met DVD?
Yes.
Yeah, Julie McGinnis.
Evelyn Lear told me, and she was a very famous.
Right, she was in there, yeah.
She said the best Lulu ever, including myself.
Right.
Judy McGinnis.
Wow. Wow.
Judy McGinnis.
To that time, at that time,
Evelyn
right?
Evelyn Lear said,
right.
Told me that.
I remember reading something. She like learned it in a week or something. She was in Germany or something. We need you to sing Lulu. Yeah, but back in the 60s when she did Lulu, they said, we need you to sing Lulu. She didn't know about it. She said, well, you need to learn it in a week. And she's okay. And she's like, what the hell? I do. Thank God it's a truncated version.
I think it was Mikaela.
Right.
Not Lulu.
Yeah, right.
I think that's a little press play.
Maybe.
I know Evelyn. I think
right.
She did not know. It was asked to learn for a week.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, sounds good. It's a good legend.
I'm always amazed when girls make their debuts in this form.
Right.
Cynthia Seton in 2001
right,
made
right.
her debut on an hour's notice in this form.
Oh, well, that's a...
That's a task.
Right, right. Well, she has a voice for it, though.
She had a very high voice.
Right. Did you hear her in Thomas Addis's The Tempest? Did you
no,
hear that?
I don't know.
You almost can't hear, understand what she's singing because it's so damn high.
I don't know whether it's being done here in 2 years.
Oh, it is?
I don't know if she's in it.
Oh, yeah.
I know Keely said it'll be.
Yeah, I heard the broadcast from Covent Garden online. And it's like
I know.
You know, it's like.
No, I know. He said he didn't care about words. He just wanted those high notes.
Right, and they're high. You know, I heard the Carol Farley broadcast. She was wonderful. She was young.
She stepped in at the last.
Right. Isn't she?
Quite the last
she wasn't she like in her 20s? She's very young.
Yeah. She stepped in for Strauss.
Right. Right. It's like Anya Celia too sang it fairly old. You're right.
Well, Anya Celia began at 16.
Right. Exactly.
She sang it. She was old.
Right.
25.
Yeah. Yeah. She did.
The next day.
Carol Farley.
Still around.
Yeah, yeah. Just, I have a Roram disc. She does songs.
She's married to Jose Sobrevier.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Wow.
That was a nice foreign accent. So
that was very
special.
Brava.
Brava.
Thank you. Would you hold
yes,
this?
Yes, yes, I will hold everything for you.
May I have your autograph?
Thank you.
Lulu, my ankle made me cry. So
oh, it's my favorite artwork. Thank you so much. It was terrific.
Thank you so much.
All three performances. One after
wow. That's not bad.
You've come to look this up.
Yeah.
Took a while, but
wonderful.
Yeah. Sold out.
Very gripping.
I know, but there was rumors about Capriccio next season, but that's not going to happen.
I know. That would have been very nice.
Yes. Come soon.
However.
Ring the dong.
Yes.
Put your hand in there. Yeah. Put your hand. Just hand. Yeah.
Thank you.
This woman has been waiting. Thank you.
Would you have time to do a photo when I'm done? Yeah.
Exciting, right? Oh my God! I remember, you know, when the discs started coming out. Love the mezzo voice. Absolutely.
So anxious to hear the new French album.
Yes.
I don't think it's here yet.
It is.
It is. Okay. It was reviewed in England. Signed.
Thank you very much.
Richard, will you take this for me?
Is it your coat? Guard interview is going to be.
Thank you very much.
That's right.
Several other places, yes.
Wow. What gracious.
Exactly.
No, I like that. Poising class. Right. Right. No, they shouldn't. Yeah, you know, Renee Fleming is very nice. I met her after Rhoda Linda. And she's like, oh, very nice. Thank you for listening. And like, she's very nice. I was like,
we're seeing Armida tonight.
Oh my God, I wanted to get tickets for that. And here's a great production, so you'll love it.
Yeah.
But she's very nice. You know, I said, I've been singing, I've been following you. And she's like, thank you.
Aww.
I mean, is it nice, you know, that she actually looked at your eyes, you know,
yes.
And said, oh, thank you. And
yes.
And they
great.
Look at, when you look you in the eye, you know.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Right. So I was like, as a... It is. It's a real person. And I always think of that. Whenever I hear, see her, I always think of that moment. And I was like, well, I know she's a real person.
Right.
You know?
And that makes you
right. I should have brought my camera, but, you know. Okay. You should go get pictures.
Go ask. I'm saving all my roles.
Oh, okay.
Renee Fleming.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So you need a digital camera.
Well, I do have a digital camera. That's what I meant.
Okay.
The entire capacity. Yeah.
That's like 1,000 pictures.
That's a lot of pictures. You're just going to hold your finger?
Keep it on, yeah.
It's a movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Who else can do it?
Oh, no, next year, no, I'm not sure.
You're not?
No.
Who else can do that?
Came
twice.
We'll see.
You a
singer?
Yeah.
Cool.
Did a master class.
Yeah, but I was already in the butterfly.
Three roles are good.
What's your voice?
Soprano.
Nice.
Yeah. Which one?
So are you interested in this kind of stuff, like modern stuff? Well, what are you
really
interested in?
Bel Canto.
Bel Canto?
Yeah, that's kind of my thing.
Okay. Who's your favorite Bel Canto?
Green Gables.
Yeah.
Closing out the
summer. I know.
Have a wonderful
summer. Take care.
I have so many. I love Verdi. I don't know if he's Bel Canto.
No, I think he's a little later. Maybe early Verdi. Or, Donizetti? How about Lucia?
Oh, of course.
Lucia?
Yeah.
I love some of those unknown Donizetti operas, you know, an opera rara, you know, like Rosamunda de Inglaterra.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's the page.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's Italian.
Oh.
She's Italian. Ginger
I think she's great. She's the page. Right, she's the page.
Page,
yeah.
And the wardrobe mistress.
Oh, wow.
And the groom in the last scene.
Well, yeah, nice. If I had a doctor and had her sign it, I'd
name,
loved her. She's great.
Despite her name, she is Italian born.
Right.
Yeah. Ginger.
I don't know
many Italian gingers.
Right, somebody was watching.
Ginger Jackson.
Yeah, right. Somebody was watching Gilligan's Island.
You know, we're talking about Donizetti. You know what Grace Bunbury said when they asked her why? They asked her why she doesn't do Favorita.
Who's that?
Grace Bunbury.
Oh, yeah?
And she sang the aria.
Right.
Title. Why don't you? She said, because that opera's a dud.
Is it? I like Favorita, though.
I found it dull.
Yeah, right.
I
like Favorita.
Has some good tunes.
Right.
It's not very theatrical.
I don't know. Well, maybe not theatrical. I've never seen it. I just like a lot of operas I've only heard.
You're very young.
And so in my mind.
You're very young.
Yeah. Well, I'm 45, but you know, I just don't get to the opera.
Convince me that's very young.
Okay. If I could spend more time at the opera, I would.
Where are you from?
I live in Massachusetts.
Okay, not too bad.
No. No. So like, you know, once every one or two years I come into town, they'll see three operas, you know, save it for pennies.
You've got some nice stuff up there too. I saw very good tights there 3 or 4 years ago.
Right, yeah.
Mary
right.
Dunleavy.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, it's brief, you know, you don't get the tickets.
Well, it's 2 or 3 performances.
Right, and to be honest, I mean, the seats, some of the seats they're charging, I think, way too much.
And also, neither of those things are really opera houses.
They're not. They're not. They're exactly.
That's always been the problem.
You know, the opera house, the Boston Opera House, the you know, Sarah Caldwell, I think, owned it for years, and she died, and then they finally made it into a, showing the Lion King. It's no operas there. The Boston Opera House is just musicals, and it burns my ass.
The only way to keep those theaters open.
Yeah, but they don't have any opera in it.
Yeah, but Boston has never been able to establish itself with opera.
Yeah,
they used to have
metal
tour.
Right.
And once that was over, I mean, Caldwell struggled for years.
Right, I know.
And so they've never been able to have an opera.
I
want to
see them do Montezuma, Sessions Montezuma.
Talk to Jimmy.
I will.
He loves modern music.
I'm going to go to the Boston Symphony. I was like, do Montezuma. I have a copy of the vocal score. You can use it for one of the singers.
Shada just said he's doing Moses and Aaron.
Yeah, right. I've done Moses and Aaron. I mean, I love Schoenberg, but Roger Sessions is homegrown.
I know.
You know? I want to see American stuff, you know? There's plenty of great American operas.
Secret and Desire will be here in 2 years.
What is it?
Secret and Desire.
I don't consider that an American opera, though. It's in English.
Well, it's in English.
Yeah, I don't know. There's other better American operas than Streetcar Named Desire.
Well, it's Renee's vehicle.
In my own. I know. Bye. Have a good day. Thanks a lot.
An
Evish Kai.
As long as she sells ticket, they'll do whatever she wants.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, I mean, it's, you know...
Are you going to Armida today?
No, I'd love to. I was going to buy tickets. When I bought the tickets online, I thought, I don't know if I can do four operas. But now that, you know, I'm here, I was like, I should have got the Armida tickets.
It's entertaining.
Right.
It will be
on DVD.
It looks like an Italian opera.
Right. Right.
So lightweight and not terribly interesting.
Right.
Until the last act.
You know, I thought it was Haydn's Armida for a while, and then I found it's Rossini's.
Or Gluck's.
Yeah, Gluck wrote one, too.
Gluck's is a much greater opera.
Right. I love those Enchantress operas, you know, like our Alcina.
Yes.
They should do Alcina.
Well,
Renee Fleming.
It was supposed to be done. After she did it in Chicago, but the plans fell through.
That's a shame.
I don't think there are any plans for it now.
Yeah, well, it's a good opera. That's something that is spectacular.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know. I feel bad. I almost miss James Morris. I'm like, okay, I looked at the picture. Like, that's James Morris. Right. I have to, like, look at the faces here.
Peterson herself is the only
one. No, I don't. Well, did Bradley Garvin come out?
No, you know him.
Yeah, right. He's tall.
Very tall.
So I have 1, 2, 3. Yeah, Bradley Garvin and Marlis Peterson, and I skipped. I didn't see Fabio Luisi.
He went out very
well. Right.
No makeup.
Right, right. And I didn't really see his face.
Whatever you want to do, I will wait for you. If you want to, don't want to.
She probably has to debrief herself after all that time.
Oh, really?
Take an
get
alcohol.
Out of that character.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Somebody said once, it was Teresa Stratus about the role of Lulu. I mean, she's just totally drained after a performance. Because it's like, you know, right, at the very end, it's all this emotion.
It's a very long role.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Very difficult to say.
Right.
Killer.
Yeah. And lots of blues.
Right. Yeah. It's very lyrical.
Yes.
The whole thing is very lyrical.
Lyrical.
Lear used to drop the high notes.
Really?
She used to drop them. Soon Annalisa Rothenberger. She sang some of them.
Oh, yeah, Annalisa Rothenberger. When I found that recording, I thought it was so odd because she's known for operetta.
She's a great Mozart singer.
Right. But, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, you see Lear and then you see Lulu.
Yeah.
You know?
French school number 5. There's only one, actually.
There is?
Yeah,
no.
Exactly. He's the only one.
There must have been 8 faces in there, it looked like.
Wow.
Bert Becker was great in Strauss too. She's great. Sophie was a couple there.
Who is that? Oh, for Strauss.
And Evelyn Lear right. played all three roles.
Yes.
Of what, Rosencavalier?
Yeah.
I think Sophie very briefly.
Yes. Yeah.
I think those.
She was more Marshall Lynch.
I think those D flats ended fairly early.
Right. You know, I for Strauss, you know, I love Arabella. They should do that more often.
It'll be back soon.
Right. And Die Frau und Schatten is good, too.
Well, that was supposed to be in this season.
Really? Right. Weren't they supposed to do Ghost of Versailles again?
And Lady Macbeth was, yeah.
Yeah, right.
They were all canceled because of...
I'd love to, see, I'd love to see the Ghost of Versailles.
It was a wonderful piece.
Right. And also so Harbison's Great Gatsby. They'll never do... I don't think they'll
or
do that
American
again.
Tragedy.
Right. I missed that one. That's Bolcom, right?
Yeah, they just seem to have come and gone.
Right. But Gatsby, I have recorded the recording. Hey, listen, great meeting you. Good luck with your career. Hope to see you at the door.
You'll see me someday.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That should have been telecast, Gatsby, and so it should have.
It should have, yeah. I got the recording from the broadcast, so.
Yeah.
And that's my only.
I enjoyed those.
I've listened to it 1,000 times too. I know, like every single note.
That Adams kid, we get next to the
show. Yeah, that was great. Yeah. With James Maddalena too.
James Maddalena's original role.
Right.
Wonder if he could still sing it. It's 25.
He's
years.
A Boston guy. That's all.
I know.
Yeah.
Graham Clark, I didn't see come out either.
I don't.
He's small. You know,
yeah, right.
The
oh, he's
the,
he was.
Is.
Yeah, right. It's like I don't know their faces, you know, regularly. I think the 15-year-old was a one. She was like a one of these Met debut young stars. She looks 15.
She's a tiny girl.
No, no, he only likes to hear please.
Okay.
He only wants to hear.
Originally created by my friend Betsy Norman. Was the first little girl in the first season.
Oh, wow. Betsy Norton. Right.
She's now.
She sings. She's here. Here.
She's now a grandmother.
Wow.
Living in New Jersey.
Does she still sing? No. No. When did she stop singing?
Her last season
I thought she was
like 93.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wow.
She didn't want to stop, believe me. But they felt she was the perpetual super act. And they had other young girls coming
right.
up through the ranks.
Right.
In her best roles, like the Sister Constance.
Right, you're the Dialogue of the Carmelites.
And the Sister Genevieve and
right.
Swan Jelly, and nobody's been able to.
Wow. Betsy Norton. That I have the. I think I have the Dialogue of the Carmelites with her. Dawn Upshaw is Blanche.
She's a grandmother, little bit. She's a grandmother.
Wow.
Now.
Isn't that amazing? You know, it's funny. I have a recording of the of Yanufa from the 70s, sung in English.
She's Yano.
And, hmm?
She sings Little Yano.
Who?
Betsy.
Oh, yeah. And the. One of the singers was a Met, like one of their new Met stars, Alma something or other.
Gene Smith.
Yeah, Alma Gene Smith. Is like never heard of her since then.
You know
one thing.
You know what particularly happens to female singers if they don't feel that they're making progress?
Yeah.
And they don't want to go to Europe.
They just don't. They get married.
That's
you know.
Bad.
Another thing is during the '88 Lulu. The Alva was a new singer. I forget his name.
It was Kenneth Regale or Ronald
no.
Hamilton.
Ronald Hamilton?
He sings a lot of Europe.
Really? Okay, because I haven't
no,
heard from him since.
He did that.
But I think he was strained in that role.
He did.
You couldn't hear him.
He used to sing a lot of
right.
in Europe.
Right.
That was his only role here.
Yeah. And it was hard. It was. I felt bad for him because everybody else was loud and he was like.
Until today, the best Alva was William Lewis.
Oh, yeah. William she Lewis. Right.
He was so poetic. This man sang it better.
Right.
But he was so poetic.
Right.
You believe that he had written that ballet.
Yeah. William Lewis is a great singer.
Yeah.
Right.
Kenneth Rio was fine.
He's in Montezuma.
He already had the Boulez telecast, and then he got the one here.
Oh, yeah, Kenneth Rio, yeah.
And I wish William Lewis had gotten the telecast.
Right.
He's a much better looking man, and... He just had a poetic quality about him as Alva.
Right.
It was unique. Garvin was sensational.
Oh my God, he was really terrific. That's why I've been wanting to get his autograph since that performance.
He stepped into it at the last minute.
Oh wow.
David Pitzinger.
Yeah. Perfect. Really built unbelievable.
They had to see her at shingles.
Oh, that's
so
terrible.
He couldn't do the staging.
Right. That's painful.
He did the what do you call it, the undulates.
Right, right.
But he couldn't do the staging.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I saw him in Tosca.
Yeah.
But
he won't sign.
Yeah, but I didn't like that production, this new production.
Believe me, it's a lot better now than it was last September.
It's, well, it's, you know, the second act is, like, all, like, pastel colors. And, like, Scarpia.
It's ugly.
Yeah, Scarpia doesn't belong in a...
Bye. You know that saying?
She is, I believe.
Oh, no, it's too late. I have to pick my stuff.
Hi.
Hello. Okay.
May I have your picture, please?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I love
Lulu. Scoot out of the doorway?
I love Lulu. You're great.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Sure.
A lot of fun. We have a...
Here, I'll get out of your way. Here you go, sir.
It really is an honor to hear you on this
music. Oh!
After watching. Are you coming back to us?
No idea.
Really?
No idea. We have to... No plans for next year.
That'll change.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Please, may I have a seat? I love Lulu.
I love Lulu too.
Oh, my stars! Loved your performance. It's absolutely the best, really.
Thank you very much. I'm very... I enjoyed it immensely.
You can tell. You know the music, and it's wonderful.
Thank you.
I loved it. Give me chills. Thank you. Have a good day. Sorry.
You want Daniel also here?
Thank you. I don't know that that'll help at this point.
You're welcome.
Hey, I was at a last minute
replacement.
Thanks.
You want
me to take a picture of you?
Yeah. Oh, you want
to? Have a good night.
Nice to meet you.
Sure, nice to meet you too. See ya. Forgot I had this recording. It's wonderful. I forgot I had this recording. I can't wait to hear. Anyway, Flatus show listeners, this is where I have to go in deep, Flatus.